WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect some changes when the state Senate gets legislation to pay for upkeep at American Family Field. The Assembly passed the package yesterday. Republicans and Democrats crossed party lines to vote for and against the bill. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
We can hold many things to be true. The Brewers are a real asset to our state, and this bill could have done more for the people of Wisconsin.
The package spends $546 million in public money for stadium upkeep. The rest will come from the Brewers. Governor Evers sounds inclined to approve whatever version comes out of the legislature. Over in the Senate, Republicans are firing 8 of Governor Evers' appointees, including Joe Czarnecki from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
But Republican temper tantrums about Megan Wolf featured prominently at Joe Czarnecki's confirmation hearing. And it was conspiracy theorists, and only conspiracy theorists, who showed up to attack Mr. Czarnecki at that hearing.
4 members of the Natural Resources Board are also being fired while the body votes on the state's wolf management plan next week. Governor Evers says he will waste no time replacing those fired appointees. The Senate is sending a $2 billion state income tax cut to the state assembly. It's part of a package that also aims to cut child care costs. Governor Evers is expected to veto those. We now know why the state Senate's former chief clerk lost his job. Nate Wegehout explains.
A report from an independent investigator found credible evidence that Mike Queensland sexually assaulted a woman at a conference in California in May. The report states that an unnamed woman at the conference passed out from drinking, only to wake up with Queensland on top of her. After yelling at him to get off of her multiple times, he finally left the room. WisPolitics obtained the report through an open records request. Queensland resigned last month. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard said that due to the severity of the misconduct, Queensland's resignation was the only appropriate course of action. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Today is National Bioenergy Day, which raises awareness about turning waste into renewable energy. Julie Malinowski Ball works on the front lines of the movement.
You have all this waste that you need to do something with, and you might as well create a co-benefit to disposing of it.
Bioenergy comes from everything from scrap wood to gas harvested from municipal solid waste or dairy farms. Quick Trip Stores says it's fixed some of its computer problems, but others persist. The chain of convenience stores says customers' private information was never compromised. And even though the rewards program is still offline, the customers are told they should keep using their number. I'm Terry Bell.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Republican lawmakers have voted to fire the second top election official in Wisconsin. Former Milwaukee County Clerk Joseph Czarnecki was rejected after abstaining from a vote to reappoint Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. In court filings this week, Republicans admitted that they did not have the legal authority to fire Wolf, and the vote was simply symbolic. Following the vote, Governor Evers appointed former Eau Claire Clerk Carrie Ripel to the commission. A spending bill to fund improvements at American Family Field and extend the Milwaukee Brewers' lease through 2050 has passed the Wisconsin Assembly. The $546 million plan will now advance to the state Senate, and if passed there, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has already expressed support for the legislation. The Brewers are expected to contribute about $100 million under the plan. The bill is expected to pass in the Senate with bipartisan support. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to the Thunder. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in preseason hoops, the Thunder played all of their starters and beat the Bucks 124-101 in Oklahoma City. Damian Lillard was held to just 5 points, but Milwaukee's Malik Beasley broke free to score 20. Marjon Beauchamp says the Bucks has some real depth.
Malik Beasley, you can tell they've been in the league for a long time, so we definitely have depth, and it's pretty cool to see, like, it's the first group, the second group. I feel like we're building that good chemistry together, and it's great.
Giannis with 10 rebounds, scoring 18 points. points. The Bucks preseason wraps up Friday night at home against the Grizzlies. Women's volleyball, number one ranked Wisconsin, hosts Ohio State tonight at the Fieldhouse in Madison. The Badgers are 17-0. The Buckeyes are now 7-10 and recently fell out of the top 25. In college football, when Wisconsin plays Illinois in Champaign this Saturday, they'll be starting a new quarterback. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell was asked how Braden Locke performed against Iowa after taking over for the injured Tanner Mordecai.
Yeah, he showed some poise. But I do feel like he can do pretty much all the things that we want to do. But I think we're always trying to figure out what our guys do best.
The Packers added two players to their practice squad, defensive back Anthony Johnson and former Jacksonville Jaguars running back James Robinson, who rushed for over 1,400 yards his rookie season. That was a new record for an undrafted player. The Pack is back at the practice field today, getting ready to face the Broncos in Denver Sunday. On defense, linebackers Quay Walker with a knee, Devondre Campbell with an ankle, still rehabbing those injuries. And it finally looks like Aaron Jones will return to offense. How much difference does it make to have Aaron Jones in the backfield? Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich.
He is an explosive player that does a great job just generating plays. I think with our offense, like, the biggest thing right now is you may have the perfect play called and you just kind of get the bare minimum, or you may have a bad play called and then a playmaker doesn't get you out of it.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What that music means, right? Time for another Stu Daniels show. Hey, welcome in. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock right now on this Wednesday morning. It's the 18th of October, and I'm your host, Stu Daniels. Come on in, get a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and let's go over some news and sports and weather, see what's going on today in the world and here in Wisconsin. First of all, outside today, it's going to be breezy and rainy in most areas. So western Wisconsin, in La Crosse today, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of rain, high around 62 degrees. In Eau Claire, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, high around 60. In Richland Center, mostly cloudy and breezy. Chance of rain, high around 64 degrees. Amory, mostly cloudy. Chance of rain, high around 59. And in Hayward today, mostly cloudy with rain likely and a high around 57 degrees. So in sports, the Phillies beat the Diamondbacks. Did you get to see any of that game? It wasn't much of a game. Final score 10-0. Phillies won the second game of the National League Championship Series. And let's see. Also, tonight is game 3 of the ALCS. Astros down now 2-0, going to Arlington tonight to take on the Rangers. And in the headlines today, man, there is so much going on, both here in our state and nationally and internationally. First of all, in their effort to create chaos ahead of next year's presidential election, Wisconsin's Republican lawmakers fired a second top elections official yesterday. And in their effort to destroy Wisconsin's university system, Republican lawmakers yesterday approved pay raises for all state employees except the 41,000 people who work for the UW system. Also in the news, a funding package for the Brewers Stadium was approved, and Republicans in Washington tried to approve a new Speaker of the House yesterday, but failed. And in international news right now, the president is over in Israel. I just got to see some of that. He's actually meeting with several different groups of people in Israel, meeting with them one-on-one, first responders, relatives of people who are in hostage situations. And it's really quite moving, and it makes me believe that at this time, at this crazy time in history, I think we have the right man in the job. You know, it's hard to imagine what would be going on if we had someone else, namely Donald Trump, in that position. But at 10 minutes after 8 o'clock now, let's take a look at the first story I want to get to here. And it's not just here in our state, but nationally. And at the national level, we see this going on. It seems that Republicans are doing everything they can to try to sow chaos before next year's election, next year's presidential election. And we've seen this in the past, but never to the degree that we see now. And here in our state, one of the things they are doing is trying to dismantle our Wisconsin Elections Commission, the people that oversee the elections and help the clerks at the county level run the elections. And you wonder why they're doing this. Are they doing this just so that they can claim that the elections were rigged or weren't run in the right way so that they can claim that they actually won the election, similar to the way they did it in 2020? Well, you wonder, you know, what is actually at the heart of what they're doing, because trying to run an election is not what they're trying to do. It's just the opposite of what they're trying to do. To give you some idea of what I'm talking about, let's go to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a headline that says, Republican lawmakers fire second top election official in battleground Wisconsin. This piece from Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel, Dateline Madison, says Wisconsin Republican lawmakers on Tuesday voted to fire a second top election official, the latest move by the Republican-controlled legislature to overhaul the state's election system that has been under fire since former President Donald Trump launched a baseless campaign to sow distrust in his re-election loss in 2020. 21 Republican senators voted to reject Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointee to the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission, removing him from his position on the panel that provides guidance to clerks throughout the state on how to run elections. Former Milwaukee County Clerk Joseph Czarnecki was rejected after he joined Democratic commissioners in abstaining from a vote to reappoint Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf in an effort to keep Wolf in her job amid an effort by Senate Republicans to remove her over the 2020 election. Senate Republicans blasted Czarnecki for the move, arguing the Democratic commissioners broke state law by avoiding taking a vote to appoint a commission administrator. The vote to reject Czarnecki comes a month after the same body voted to fire Megan Wolf, a vote legislative leaders acknowledged on Monday had no legal basis. And it happens about a year before the next presidential election. Czarnecki was one of eight appointees fired by Republican senators on Tuesday. Did you get that? Republican lawmakers yesterday fired eight different appointees of our governor. 10 Democratic members and one Republican. Senator Rob Cowles of Green Bay supported Czarnecki's appointment. Democratic Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee did not vote. Within an hour, Evers appointed a new member of the commission, former Eau Claire clerk, Carrie Ripel. And here's a statement from the governor. Governor Evers says, "This is insanity. And this is an issue of democracy. Republicans have to stop doing this." It's like they stomp their feet and run around in a circle like a little kid until they get their way. That's my opinion. That's not in the story. I left off where it says Republicans have to stop doing this, Evers said in a statement. "I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or otherwise. These Wisconsinites are completely qualified to do the job they've been asked to do. And they are volunteering their time, their talent, and their expertise without pay to serve their neighbors and to serve our state. Harassing them, belittling them, and publicly firing them just because Republicans have decided that's the way they want politics to work these days, well, that's just plain wrong." That's our governor's words. Governor Tony Evers in a statement. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu in a statement said Czarnecki, quote, "violated the law by refusing to promptly and properly appoint an election administrator. Wisconsinites will not stand for public servants who are unqualified or refuse to follow the law," he said. Czarnecki's rejection is tied to the Senate's effort to remove Megan Wolf from her post. She oversees a commission that has been under fire for 3 years because of false claims put forward by former President Donald Trump to persuade supporters that he actually won an election that he lost, and because of policies commissioners approved during the 2020 presidential election to navigate hurdles presented by the coronavirus pandemic. President Joe Biden defeated Trump in 2020 by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin, a result that has been confirmed by two recounts paid for by Donald Trump, also state audits, also a partisan review, and also a conservative study, and also multiple lawsuits. In other words, it's been checked every way possible. And it is true that Biden won Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, let's take our first break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Running to and fro, hard working at the mill, never fail in the mill, yet come a rotten bill. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek, say you can buy it, go on, try it, you can pay me next week. Ah, too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, write a book. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved. Same thing every day, getting up, going to school, no need of me complaining, my objections overrule. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business, too much monkey business for me to be involved.
Noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high near 60. Tonight, showers and 48. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Becoming clear Thursday night, a low near 41. Mostly sunny Friday with a high near 62. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and a high of 56.
Right now, it's 49.
Minutes after 8 o'clock, music from Chuck Berry on the radio. Chuck Berry born on this date in 1926. And if you're a youngster and you don't know who Chuck Berry is, you better look him up because he is the guy who wrote the guidebook on rock and roll. Yeah, he's the one that kind of put it together. There were others who were doing similar things at the same time, but Chuck Berry was the first one to really make it big, putting together elements of country music and rhythm and blues and coming up with this new style called rock and roll back in the mid-1950s. Born on this date, 1926. 8:23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 47 degrees in La Crosse and 43 degrees right now in Richland Center. And just before the break, we were going over this story from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about what went on at the State House yesterday, Republicans firing another elections official. The headline from the Journal Sentinel says, Republican lawmakers fire second top election official in battleground Wisconsin. This, of course, is just to sow chaos, create chaos before next year's presidential election. And then if they lose the presidential election again, Republicans can claim that there was a problem with the election. That seems to be the way they do it these days. I left off in this piece from the Journal Sentinel where it says that President Joe Biden defeated Trump in 2020 by about 21,000 votes in Wisconsin, a result that has been confirmed by two recounts paid for by Donald Trump. Also, state audits, a partisan review, a conservative study, and multiple lawsuits. But Trump, who is leading the 2024 Republican presidential primary race, has continued to lie about the result of Wisconsin's last presidential election, which has made Megan Wolf, administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the symbol of the false claims because of her position at the Elections Commission. And at the same time, some Republican lawmakers have also targeted Megan Wolf because of actions the bipartisan panel of six commissioners voted to take during the coronavirus pandemic at a time when health officials were advising people to avoid crowds and for some voting practices that have since been deemed illegal through lawsuits. In September, the state Senate, in a party line vote, rejected the appointment of Megan Wolf. Minutes after the vote, Josh Call filed a lawsuit asking a judge to block Republican legislative leaders from appointing a new administrator and to declare Megan Wolf administrator, arguing the Senate did not have the power to oust her. Meanwhile, Wolf said she would not leave her job until a court told her to do so. And even though lawmakers voted Wolf out, she stayed in her job because the vote to fire her is not being recognized by Wolf or many Democrats as legitimate because the Republican-controlled state Senate forced a vote on Wolf's future, even though the bipartisan elections commission charged with hiring her did not put forward a nomination of Wolf to consider. Okay, so they had no authority to fire her. When Wolf's term expired in June, the six members of the commission agreed she should stay in her job but failed to find consensus on how to respond to an effort by Senate Republicans to oust her. While all three Republican members of the commission voted in support of Megan Wolf, all three Democratic members, including Czarnecki, abstained in a procedural move to keep Wolf in her role and prevent the need for the Senate to reappoint her, citing a recent Supreme Court ruling that said appointees may stay in their roles beyond the length of their terms. Senator Dan Knodel, Republican from Germantown, criticized Czarnecki in a committee hearing for not taking action on Wolf's appointment, and apparently that was enough to lead to his ouster yesterday by the Senate. It's 8:27 right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local civic media radio station.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has arrived in Tel Aviv ahead of an expected Israeli ground invasion of Gaza.
We will continue to have Israel's back as you work to defend your people.
Mr. Biden's meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at a hotel. The U.S. Treasury Department has just issued terrorism-related sanctions against nine people linked to Hamas. comes a day after a massive explosion at a hospital in Gaza City. The health ministry there says more than 470 Palestinians were killed. Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour.
We condemn this action in the strongest possible terms, and we hold Israel responsible for this massacre, this crime.
Israel blames a misfired rocket from Islamic jihadists. Republicans in Washington expected to vote again on a House speaker after Jim Jordan failed on the first ballot.
We're going to keep going. I've had great conversations, great discussions with our colleagues.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal jury has convicted two employees of the Wisconsin corn plant that suffered a fatal explosion in 2017. Derek Clark, vice president of operations at Didion Milling, and Sean Mesner, a former food safety superintendent, were convicted of falsifying records and obstructing an investigation into the corn dust explosion that killed five people. A number of other Didion employees have also been convicted for their roles in the explosion. The universities of Wisconsin have announced two branch campuses will end in-person instruction and another will close entirely. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at Washington County and University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus plan to end in-person instruction by June 2024. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville-Richland will close entirely. Declining enrollment at the universities was cited as the driving factor for the changes. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Tap.
Now
Keep on moving. It's the Doobie Brothers. 836. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. By the way, one of the Doobie Brothers was born on this day. It's the original drummer from the band, Keith Knutson, born on this date, October 18th in 1952. Man, those guys had so many great hits. And it was kind of like there were two different versions of the Doobie Brothers, right? There was the original band that had more of a you could call it a country folk kind of a sound. And then there was the later band with Michael McDonald that had more of a jazzy kind of a sound. But if you've been able to see the Doobie Brothers in the last few years, you've been lucky that those bands kind of converged. And now you get to see both bands together. Hey, by the way, I should mention that Keith Knutson, the original drummer from the band, passed away back in 2005. So obviously he's not with them anymore, but man, from what I've heard, those are some great shows these days. The Doobie Brothers. Hey, the next thing I want to get to here, by the way, did I tell you the updated temperature is 48 degrees in Eau Claire and 49 degrees right now in Amory. So the next thing I want to get to here is another example of Republicans stomping their feet and saying, if we don't get our way, we're going to take our ball and go home. So yesterday, the legislature was hard at work yesterday, getting a lot of stuff done. And it wasn't all good stuff. Republican lawmakers yesterday did one good thing. They approved pay raises for state workers, right? That's a good thing. We want good people in positions running our state government, so we should provide a good pay level so that we can get good people. But, you know, Robin Voss has had this issue with the University of Wisconsin system. In fact, it does seem at times like Republicans would like to dismantle the whole system. They don't like education for some reason. But yesterday, when the Republicans approved these pay raises for state employees, they said, okay, everybody gets a pay raise now, except for the 41,000 Wisconsinites who work for the UW system. We're going to screw them. We're going to screw them real good because we don't like that UW system. And the reason why right now, evidently, is because of diversity funding. Right? We've heard this before. Robin Voss wants to throw a wrench into this whole issue of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Why should universities even be discussing diversity, equity, and inclusion? Evidently, Republicans don't like that idea. They don't want a diverse student body. They don't want equity. They don't want to include people who've been traditionally left out. I'll give you the headline here. This is from the Journal Sentinel. It says, Republican lawmakers exclude UW staff from state worker pay raise in fight over diversity funding. Dateline Madison, in an ongoing battle between Republican legislative leaders and the state's public university system, Republican lawmakers on Tuesday approved a two-year pay increase for state workers, but left out the 41,000 people who work for the University of Wisconsin system. The bipartisan Joint Committee on Employee Relations, which consists of legislative leaders, approved a plan to give state workers who do not work within the UW system a 6% pay increase over 2 years. That group includes state troopers, prison guards, and other staffers. And I say, that's a good idea, man. That sounds like something the government should be doing, a 6% pay increase over 2 years for state troopers, prison guards, other staffers. I would say that prison guards and state troopers don't get paid enough, right? We want good people in those positions. Getting back to the story, it says, but the committee, co-led by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, did not include pay raises for staff on UW system campuses. Voss has vowed not to approve the raises until the UW campuses dismantle programs focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, a Democrat from Madison, said the committee was, quote, only doing half our job today, end quote, because UW employees account for about 50% of the state workforce. And Agard added, we are denying pay increases for half of our state workforce because of one person's resistance to initiatives to increase inclusion on our campuses. This is a sad moment for our state when the majority party is actively holding our workers hostage because they cannot hand them the ability to focus on equity and diversity in the state of Wisconsin, end quote. Robin Voss said UW system officials balked at the idea of receiving raises in exchange for the legislature approving the creation of any new positions. Voss said the system had created 1,400 new jobs since 2017. Here's what he said. He said, we are more than willing to limit the number of positions like every other state agency in a reasonable exchange to say we want increases for the people who are already there. So all this mumbo-jumbo about saying somehow we're against the university system, we're trying to actually have some kind of control for the taxpayers. Yeah, control. I hear you. Republicans weren't united in the committee's decision. Senator Howard Markline, Republican from Spring Green, said he was disappointed. The compensation plan approved Thursday didn't include UW employees. He said they shouldn't be penalized for policy decisions. And that may be a typographical error where it says Thursday. That I would guess that's supposed to be on Tuesday, right? Yesterday. And Markline also said the custodians, the executive assistants, food service providers, and local faculty at UW-Platteville have very little to do with the politics of the university system. Markline said, referencing the UW campus in his district, Platteville. The president of the UW system, Jay Rothman, said he was heartened by Markline's comments, but disappointed by the committee's actions. Quite frankly, it is unprecedented to withhold pay from tens of thousands of working families, as was done today. Rothman told reporters on Tuesday, we are beyond disappointed at this point. Republicans' decision not to take up the UW system pay raises on Tuesday is the latest move in an escalating war over campus diversity initiatives. Voss last spring called on campuses to cut diversity offices and employees who support a broad range of students, such as students of color, student veterans, women studying in male-dominated disciplines, and students with disabilities. So what do Republicans have against students with disabilities and student veterans? Why is it Robin Voss doesn't like veterans? He sees DEI initiatives as racially divisive and exclusionary. So these programs and these offices that do what they can to make things more inclusive and more equitable and more diverse, Robin Voss sees them as racially divisive and exclusionary. Well, since then, Robin Voss has led a Republican effort to cut $32 million from the UW system's budget in June, a plan that put 188 DEI positions in its crosshairs, until Governor Evers used a partial veto to keep those positions. However, the budget cut stood, and while the university has a chance to earn it back by allocating the money for workforce development programs, Robin Voss has said the system will not get another nickel until it eliminates its diversity offices. He's going to strangle the UW system until they say uncle. Asked whether he would be willing to restore the $32 million cut in exchange for giving the legislature authority over new positions, but without a commitment to eliminate DEI programming, Voss indicated he was open to the idea. We would talk about it, but they first have to be open to saying, we can't just have everything that we've always had. And I'm kind of waiting for them to show some flexibility that hasn't been there yet, Voss told the Journal Sentinel. These pay raises, which they decided not to give yesterday for 41,000 people, total about $92 million, and they would be funded primarily by the state, with about 30% left for the campuses to fund on their own. So I guess Robin Voss showed them, right? 8:47 right now. Got to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers with a high near 60. Tonight, showers and 48. For Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high near 58. Becoming clear Thursday night, a low near 41. Mostly sunny Friday with a high near 62. For Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and a high of 56.
It's 48 at our studios.
Cranberries, not on this Wednesday morning. Linger is the name of the song. You probably heard it before, right? While you're shopping in the grocery store or maybe on the radio back in the day. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 854 right now. We've got 49 degrees in La Crosse, and it's 48 degrees in Hayward. So not everything the Wisconsin legislature did yesterday was bad. They actually did at least one good thing. They passed a bill to fund American Family Field improvements and renovations. I have a story here from MLB.com. It says, bill to fund American Family Field passes assembly and moves on to the Senate. This piece posted yesterday by Adam McAlvey, who covers the Brewers for MLB. Dateline Milwaukee, it says the Wisconsin State Assembly on Tuesday passed a spending bill that, if approved by the Senate, would fund more than $500 million in future maintenance and improvements at American Family Field while extending the Brewers' lease through 2050. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has already signaled his support of the legislation, which calls for $546 million for everything from the stadium's signature roof to the boilers in the basement at the Brewers' home since 2001. The team's current lease runs through 2030, and team officials have been working with state and local lawmakers since the spring to ensure the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District, which is the state-created agency which owns and maintains the stadium, has the funding it needs to meet the obligations in the Brewers' lease. The team is expected to pitch in $100 million as part of the plan. Quote, today's vote by a bipartisan majority of the state assembly shows that momentum continues to grow for a solution to maintain American Family Field and to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for the next generation. That's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. He said that in a statement following Tuesday's vote, and he added, we are very grateful for the leadership of legislative and local officials, as well as that of Governor Evers, who have helped to negotiate creative solutions that protect taxpayers and avoid the return of the five-county sales tax, that tax instituted in the 1990s to fund the construction of Miller Park, was sunsetted in March of 2020. And it was about at that time that the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce funded a study that found the stadium generated $2.5 billion in statewide economic impact since it opened. So that's a good thing. Brewer's going to be around for a while. 8:57 right now. Got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning.
and they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at Interscholastic Athletic Events in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.